the leg. It feels great. It feels great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, working here, coaches, trainers, and do what I can, and so far so good, I guess.
What do you think of some of these guys, these rookies that are now coming in and playing with you as well on the offensive line? Got Cameron Filming, it was his first day today. John Jalapio, one of the things. What do you think of some of these new additions?
Yeah, I mean, came in a little late, so you got a little bit of catching up to do. But, you know, I like the guys we have. And, I mean, we all got our own problems right now, you know, trying to learn and trying to get better. So we're all kind of in the same boat, but a little bit different for each of us. So just, you know, trying to find our groove.
Are you used to a new voice yelling at you yet?
A lot of voices yelling. So yeah, no, I like them.
Is it a big change, or is, you know, having Scar not here and then having, or is it just the same language?
You know, I mean, it's like playing with a new player next year. It's a little bit of a change. You get used to it, you know. That's what we're doing. This getting used to each other, and you know, he's coaching us hard and trying to get better.
Are you getting the system down?
Yeah, I mean, I guess not too much is changing. But, yeah, again, that's what we're doing it here for, doing it now, you know, all of us, and trying to learn and, you know, tweaking little things.
So. I know this is early, but is this what you expected it to be coming in?
What do you mean?
Just the atmosphere, the Patriots in general, just being here?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, yeah. Shoot. I don't know. I mean, I guess every OTA, you're kind of, you know, you're just excited because you haven't played football in a while, and so you're kind of going out there and trying to do your thing and, you know, shake the rust off a little bit and, you know, just kind of playing ball. So it's always good.
Is the itch maybe a little greater for you this year?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, whenever you get hurt or whenever you miss some games, you know, you're excited to be back and, you know, you go through rehab and trying to get your body right and you know, doing this. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting for me. No doubt.
Sebastian, not to revisit, you know, what was a pretty, I assume, scary moment, but just how scared were you with what unfolded? It was sort of one of those injuries where the TV picked up, you know, the sound of you on the field, and really you could almost feel what you were going through, and you know, just first time we had a chance to talk to you since then. You know?
I mean, not to explain too much, but every time you get hurt, I mean, it's not a good thing. You don't really know what's happening to yourself, you know, and just take it step by step. I mean, you go inside, talk to your doctors, and, you know, do what's necessary and just work your way. I mean, it's a strain, you know. I mean, every day you kind of work, you do rehab, you get better, you get stronger, and you do surgery, all that stuff, and, you know, looking forward and, you know, back out here now. So that's, you know, it's a good moment for me.
Did you have that initial fear of, like, man, this is, like, this could be, like, really bad, like, I might not be able to get back out here?
No, and I don't think you should have that, you know, because, you know, you know, trusting our medical staff and rehab guys, and kind of, we know we're in good hands, and just got to do what they tell you to do, and you got to work hard, and I think that's kind of where it comes down to.
Sebastian, how did your teammates help you, encourage you to getting back out of here? Did they?
Yeah, I mean, you spend a lot of time with those guys, you know, you're in the training room, and there's some other guys in there, and so yeah, it's encouraging words, but it's also just you're not by yourself working, you know, I mean, there are other guys in there, other guys that are either rehabbing or they're working out in the training room, in the weight room, and so it's always good to see guys and you're kind of working towards the same goal. I mean, it might be 8-10 months away, whatever it is, but you know, you still have that goal in mind and you work hard.
Sebastian, have there been any mental hurdles in terms of you trusting your leg now that you're back out there and running around with these guys? Have you had to get over that at all? You know, say, okay, I'm comfortable now doing this or running this harder. Have you had to get over anything mentally?
No, I mean, that's part of rehab. You know, you kind of take it step by step and eventually end up here. So it's kind of the way it goes for everyone who gets hurt.
When did you feel you fully recuperated in rehab, ready to go?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, you just take it day by day. You know, I mean, you work on some stuff every day you're out here. If it's in the training room, the rehab room, you know, on the field, it doesn't really matter. So you're always working on something. So I think you're never there.
Hey, as far as dealing with the new coach, just can you give us a sense of what's different at all? I know you guys are keeping a lot of the terminology, at least the same philosophy and all that, but what is the sense that you're feeling that's different about this new coach?
I mean, everyone brings their own flair, you know? I mean, like I said, I mean, we've still been coached hard and make sure we do our best, and he gives us everything he got and, you know, expects the same in return. That's what we try to do. And so, yeah, just kind of listening. And
sort of side question as well. You paying attention to the World Cup at all?
I mean, at times when I'm not here.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you rooting for anybody in particular?
You know, right now it's football time.
Football, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. The real football, right? So I'm doing this.
Gotcha.
When you talk about a new offensive line coach coming in, how much does the fact that you have so many faces that are returning along the offensive line, how much does that help you guys knowing that, you know, he may be new to the system of leadership as a coach? you guys are not new. You've been here before. How much does that help in terms of that transition?
Look at the bang.
I don't think it really...
And there's so many faces that are returning, so many guys that you already know along that offensive line that know what their job is.
Yeah, but again, that's why we're out here. I mean, he expects certain things from us, and we're tweaking certain things, and, you know, all of us, doesn't matter if you're here 10 years, 6 years, 1 year, you know, you expect to do it that way, and that's the way what you're trying to do. So it doesn't really matter, I don't think, how long you've been here. You just got to do what's expected of you.